We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our executive producer of the Better Man Show bought some swag.
Yeah.
Sent it to the crib. Like, dude, I look like I wear 2XL. I need you to wear it on the Boomer Show Friday.
Right.
I said, I'm wearing this one damn time. Now I'm sending this all back to you.
It's better off. I mean, you really are better off just writing down Better Man on a piece of paper and holding it in front of you than wearing that thing, because it does not represent well.
Can we write it on my T-shirt?
Yeah, that'd be better. Just do that. It doesn't represent well.
Better body. Yeah. But now, white on dark people.
Yeah.
On television doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Well, why is that?
You have a dark complexion, somehow it screws up the cameras. Now, maybe, I don't know about the cameras on the Boomer Show, but in the studio, you can't wear white. I can't wear a white shirt.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of my complexion.
They do the white balance thing.
Exactly.
I know that, right?
So maybe we should do it anyway and mess up the cameras.
Well, you want to get your plug in somehow.
No, we'll get in. They'll see it. We should write Better Man Show on the white T-shirt instead of wearing this parachute. This is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get another person in here.
I mean, someone's going to say,
"Come on, girl,
I'm supposed to take lifestyle advice from a guy that wears something that ill-fitted."
Thank you.
That's what someone's going to say. So Gary Rosen needs to know that.
This, man. You get another person in here. Look at all that. We're going to show you. I'm a better man. I'm going to get Allie up in here. Allie, make up. Come on, get up in here.
I got an idea for
you. My Snuggie.
I got an idea for you.
What's up?
So you ever see it, Ezekiel Elliott does like the half shirts?
Aha!
So you take off your undershirt, you tie the shirt up like in a little knot like that, and then show your abs.
No. No.
I just told you,
I worked television last night, I've eaten all this bad food, my abs are not in good shape this morning.
They're still better than most people that are watching.
This is true, but they're not ideal for television. Okay? I don't want anybody throwing up their own. How about we tie a knot in the pullover in the back?
Oh! Look at you.
Yeah.
There's a collaboration
there
for you.
There you go. I think I'm going to do that instead.
All right, yeah.
And, try to taper this bad boy up a little bit. Tie a knot back here.
Yep.
I think
perfect.
I think we'll go that route.
We got a solution.
Yeah, we did. And Gary, our executive producer, don't buy me a damn thing in future, all right?
Okay. It makes me question his judgment in other areas. It's that bad. I don't know.
Next time, consult me, okay?
He doesn't think very highly of you. Last night, you had a Thursday night football game that was just a total bloodbath on behalf of the Baltimore Ravens as they beat the Miami Dolphins 40-0. Now, you knew that Jay Cutler wasn't playing in this game. You saw Matt Moore come in against the Jets last week and look great. And it's really been the MO of his particular story in the NFL. It'll show you a flash at some point. And then all of a sudden, when he gets more opportunities, he's just not good enough to be a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And you did see that last night with that Dolphins offense. But really, the biggest story in this game came in the second quarter. And I guess because I've seen so much stuff in sports nowadays. I've seen a lot of things. Like, nothing makes me stand up and yell or cheer or give any sort of sound. But last night when I saw this live, the Kiko Alonso hit on Joe Flacco and his helmet fly off, I yelled. I went, oh! Because there, and then the reaction from Flacco afterwards, how dazed he was, and then putting the finger up in the air, and people are making funny memes about this, and I know it looks funny that he did that and he was dazed, but like, it's not funny anymore. Like, that stuff was like for 20 years ago when people would see stars and you'd laugh at them. It's not funny anymore that he did that, so like, just keep that in mind if you're making fun of him in that regard. But Kiko Alonso, who got the 15-yard penalty, a lot of people were saying he should have been ejected and he should be suspended for this hit because it was that bad. And I do agree that because of that hit and then the reaction afterwards, and then to see some of the retaliation and the nonsense that was going on in that game, that you might have to eject a guy like that for a hit like that just to keep things in order last night. And that's what I would have done, because I thought the hit was that bad. And his excuse afterwards about he didn't have time to slow down, Tom, you know his last name out there, produces the After Hours show. Tom, what's his last name?
Benedito?
Yeah, him. So he tweeted out these pictures, still shots, of Kiko Alonso. And when Joe Flacco was starting to give himself up and how far away Kiko Alonso was, he could have stopped. That was a terrible hit, and I would not be surprised if this is the third suspension we have seen this year from the NFL. Sendejo was one. Trevathan was the other. I think Kiko's going to be the third.
I don't believe he should have been kicked out of the ball game, and I do believe it's a bang-bang play. And he went to the head area, and that's the reason he got the personal foul. That was warranted. But kicked out of the game, no. And you can do still shots all you want. This is at full speed. You've already identified your target. You're trying to meet that quarterback at the spot. He slides. You get an elbow and some shoulder pads to his head and neck area. That knocks the helmet off, and that knocks Joe Flacco out of the ball game with a concussion. It's a bang-bang play. It's easier said than done. As you said yesterday, we were talking about a certain topic. You're out there running full speed. That guy goes low. We had it in our game last night on CBS Sports Network. There was a targeting call, Eastern Michigan and Northern Illinois, and they kicked the young man out of the game. He goes low. He's already identified the target. The quarterback or the ball carrier goes low, and they meet helmet to helmet. What the hell is a defensive player supposed to do at that time? I know these guys have a ton of athleticism. Kiko Alonso has been one of my favorites since he was an Oregon Duck. Then he went to Buffalo, and of course now he's with the Dolphins. Very elite athlete. What are they supposed to do? How do they contort their body? I will say this. He could have flown over Joe Flacco possibly and missed him in the head area. Maybe a thigh or a knee would have got him, but he could have flown over and missed that head and neck area. But that is a bang-bang play.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. Look at this. Look at
that. I've been looking at it.
Look at that. Is that a bang-bang play?
Yes.
No, it's not.
You don't see that guy. That is a bang-bang. That's in full speed. That's a still shot.
It's easy
for me to sit and watch a picture.
He's 5 yards away from him.
And he can eat up 5 yards like that.
But, okay, you're telling me in 5 yards you can't change your direction?
A guy is sliding. That still shot does not do this justice. I'm sorry.
That's so avoidable.
It is not avoidable. You're the only person in America who says it's not avoidable. It is not avoidable.
Get out of here. How can you possibly say
because
that?
Because he's going full speed.
Okay,
I don't care if he's five feet away. The guy's giving himself up.
How many times have you seen this in the NFL?
He should have dove over him, but to say that's avoidable from making contact?
Wait, so on one hand, you're saying he should dive over him and avoid it, and the other hand, you're saying it's not avoidable.
I'm saying
Which one is it? His thigh area or his knee? So is it avoidable or not avoidable?
It's not avoidable.
Okay,
it's
so
a bang,
you're
bang
telling
play.
Him how to avoid it, and then the same breath saying it's not avoidable.
It's not avoidable.
Okay,
it's not, and I'm not the only one that said it.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Well, you and the other Neanderthals that are out there that think that that's okay. That's okay?
Darren Woodson said it wasn't affordable. It's a bang-bang
play.
You guys are
Neanderthals now.
We're not Neanderthals.
You got to get over this stuff.
Fool, Dookie, you got to get over still picture. That still picture is 5 yards away.
You got
an elite athlete going 100 miles an hour, and you want him to change directions
like that?
Yes, I
do, in 5 yards.
You can't change directions like that, and they can't change directions like that.
I'm also a fat 230-pound guy who's never been an athlete. He can.
You cannot.
You see it all the time in the NFL.
No.
Guys change on a dime. It's 5 yards.
It's not 5 yards. You've already identified the target. You can eat up 5 yards like that.
Okay.
Just like that.
And you can eat up
5 yards. Still picture does not do that justice.
The guy's giving himself up.
And he gave himself up. And what?
And when you give yourself up and slide, so here's the thing. He made the decision when he's standing upright to go down and hit him. So he could do that in 5 yards, but he can't stay upright and stay out of the way?
That's right. He can't.
Okay.
That's a bang-bang play.
So you're
I agree with Darren Woodson.
See, you're not making any sense.
Play.
Because you're telling me it's a bang-bang play. He can't avoid it. But he made the decision to go low.
You've already identified your target.
What is he, a sniper? I mean, for crying out loud,
he's a missile.
Then how come you already have a target area. How come everybody else can do it?
What do you mean everyone else can do it?
How many times have you seen a quarterback sliding like that and guys are avoiding him?
Well, how many times have you seen that? It's not the same scenario as that.
Of course it's not the same.
Maybe the quarterback slips sooner.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same. Not every athlete.
You just like this guy. You do this with these players where you like these guys, and then you defend them.
If the player does, if he's wrong, I don't have a problem with calling him out for being wrong. Whether I like him, I don't like him.
That's not wrong to you? What is wrong if that's not wrong? A guy pulling out a...
Did I just say the guy deserved a personal foul?
A guy pulling out a shank?
Did I just say he deserved a personal foul?
Is that okay, too? I mean, I don't understand.
If you deserve to be shanked, yes.
I mean, come on.
You should protect yourself.
It's nonsense. It's total
nonsense. That's a bang, bang, down play. And you want these guys to be able to contort their body at the last second.
I want these guys to remember their social security numbers. That's what I want.
A shot is not going to do that justice.
That is nonsense.
That is not nonsense.
You are absolutely out of, like, this world with that take.
I am not out of this world with that take. You're out of this world.
No, I'm not, because there's... I mean, okay, so everybody who is trying to take these hits out of the game to protect players and to make sure the game is as safe as it can be under the still of the cloud of we need NFL football to be physical too, but we need to take these hits out. Everybody's wrong with that. You're telling me that all those people
were wrong. Did I say they were wrong? You're starting a whole new argument.
That hit is the exact hit that they're trying to get out of the game.
Take it out. I'm not saying they shouldn't take it out. I didn't say he shouldn't have been penalized.
What are you saying then?
I'm saying it was unavoidable. It was a bang bang play. That's what I'm saying.
Unavoidable.
Did I ever say he shouldn't have been penalized? No. The first thing I said is he should have been penalized.
Okay.
And yes, I'm for them taking these hits out of the game. That's a bang, bang, damn
play. So how can you take an unavoidable hit out of the game then?
Well, it's going to be difficult.
Well, it would be impossible if you're using those two phrases in the same sentence.
No, it's not.
You can't take something that's unavoidable out. If it's unavoidable, then you can't take it out. What you do is you move.
Example.
When a guy is sliding, you don't hit
what
him and go
do
down to the ground with your elbow to his head.
With his elbow to his head. A perfect example of the college game last night where you've already identified
the college game.
It's not the same. The guy shouldn't have been kicked out of the game in the college game, and Kiko shouldn't have been kicked out.
Did the quarterback give himself up on a slide like that?
So what?
What do you mean, so what? Don't give me an example of something that's totally different.
It ain't totally different. It's the same damn thing. It's a bang, bang play.
Did the quarterback give him up? Did the quarterback give himself up?
He gave himself up too late.
Okay.
He gave himself up
too late. Oh, too late. Only 5 yards.
Why couldn't he give himself up sooner?
Because he's trying to gain more
yards. He's trying to get a first down. And what's the defender trying to do? Keep him from getting a first down.
He already gave himself up. He stopped right there.
He didn't already give himself up.
See, now you're just making stuff up.
I am not making stuff up.
The video and everything else says something differently than what you're saying.
No, it doesn't.
And oh, by the way, yes, it does. And in NFL football, the rules are that if you slide at that point, you're down. It's over. So it doesn't matter if Kiko Alonso hits him or not.
I understand what the rule. Okay, that's why he deserved a personal foul.
You know,
and he got a personal foul. He didn't deserve to be kicked out of the game. I believe the man was a bang
for
bang.
For someone
bang,
that's
like
got as much memory problems as you,
yeah.
For you to sit here and defend stuff like that is disgusting to me.
Well, be disgusting.
I am.
Don't give a damn about you being disgusting.
It is not disgusting.
That was football. It's a bang
bang
down play.
That's not football.
You can't appreciate
it's not football.
How you have to contort your body, stop your body in the middle of a play.
There's other hits where you're right about that. This one, you're not.
I am right about this.
This one, you're not.
Wrong about it.
No, there's just no way.
I'm right. Darren Woodson's right.
Yeah, okay.
All the others
are right. All you guys that don't know where you parked, you're all right.
I know where the hell I parked, right outside.
Okay, I'm sure.
Know exactly where I parked.
You're out of your mind.
Know where my keys are, right here. You want to see them?
No, I don't want to see them.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them.
Not out of my mind. He deserved to be penalized. He was kicked out of the game. No.
You have, all right, so he's penalized you. It's a penalty, but it's unavoidable. You want those hits out of the game, but you can't stop them. Is that your point this morning?
Sometimes they're unavoidable. That's what I'm saying.
So you have to. So now you're going to be penalized for unavoidable hits. So what's, okay, and that makes sense. How?
Sometimes they're unavoidable. Like that was unavoidable. Penalize the guy. That sends a message to try to be
sends
better.
Sends a message to someone who can't avoid something.
Sometimes they're unavoidable. It's not gonna. You're not gonna.
I'm just trying to figure out exactly what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say, sometimes they're unavoidable. It's
so
a bang bang play.
Why is it a penalty if you can't avoid it?
You can slow it down. You can put all the
so you're trying
you
to get hits out of a game that you can't avoid.
Yeah, you're not going to make this 100% safe. You think you can make it 100% safe?
No, I rest my case.
Do you think you can make it 100% safe?
No, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
Do you think you can answer my question?
And it's impossible No, but that's a diff. You can't make it 100% safe.
Thank
but you can avoid that.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
No, you
can.
Live world
I'm
of like tough guy
world.
Stuff. And, oh, I can
Did
go
I
in with a concussion.
Tough guy?
Well, yes.
Did I say
I mean, it's, but it's that
you
same mentality.
You keep changing the damn subject. You
How
talk
am
about
I
me
changing.
That has nothing to do with it. Who said anything about being
because,
a tough guy?
Because that's your mentality.
That is
with
not
these
my
things.
Mentality.
Head on a swivel this and this nonsense.
You're damn right. You got to be a football player. Look out for yourself.
All right, exactly.
That does not apply here.
That's what Joe Flacco did. He looked out for himself. He slid down to avoid it. And this dip crap.
Why does he got to be a dip crap?
Because he did that.
Yeah,
because he did that.
Yeah, can you stop
because
on the
dime?
No.
You're some Kiko Alonso sycophant.
I am not a sycophant.
If this was some other guy, you would be all over him.
I'd say the same damn thing.
No, you defend,
yes,
you defend these guys because you like them in college. You have a history of this. Whether Randall Cobb drops 50 passes in a row, you're
Randall
still
Cobb
sniffing his ass.
50 if, passes.
If it's,
in,
if
you
it's Kevin Hogan, if it's Kevin Hogan who throws a football like a buttered roll, you get it. You love him because you like them in college. If it's this a-hole
do
last
I,
night who's going flying elbows into guys' heads,
a-hole?
You
Why
defend
you the man names?
Because
be
he
a-hole?
Did this. Because he's
a,
because
he's
that
a
was
football
nonsense.
Player? Because he's a football player.
He's a football player did a bad thing last night in the field.
I don't equate what Kevin Hogan did in college to what he's doing
nonsense.
Now. He's not doing anything now.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
You finally figured that out?
I figured it out a long damn time ago.
Yeah, okay.
Just because I say I liked him in college doesn't mean that translates to being
I thought he was
going to
be
pro.
Something out of Stanford.
Yeah,
guy
I did.
Sucks.
You thought
Solo
a lot of people
Alonso.
Were going to be something, right?
No, I don't because I don't care about college football.
Well, but damn, you don't know what the hell you're talking about then. Maybe you should watch more of it.
I don't want to. I don't have enough time.
We'll stick to the program.
Right,
get into
exactly.
damn coaching.
Yeah, right.
You know so much about it.
I don't. I'm not saying I do. I'm saying that that hit right there.
Oh,
I'm not the only
fine.
One. I'm not,
and
the,
I'm
only
not the only one that says it's a bang bang hit.
It's you and a bunch of guys who don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we know what the hell we're talking about.
Okay, not anymore.
Yes, we do.
Maybe in 96.
And I'm with you. I'm with you.
Maybe
you
in 96.
You want to take the hits
maybe
out of the game?
Maybe when Tupac
fine.
And
take
Biggie were still alive.
No, I'm with you.
Maybe
you
back
take
then.
Take them out of the game.
Maybe
take
back
them out
then.
Of the game.
Not
that
anymore.
Was unavoidable.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things have changed since then.
Yeah,
if you
really?
Haven't noticed. We got smartphones now, too.
Yeah, I noticed that. We got people who've never coached or played who now want to pass judgment on this guy and call him an a-hole. He's doing his damn job.
He's an
he
a-hole.
He wasn't trying to knock the guy out of the game.
You got a
He's
pill right here or not?
He's trying to inflict some pain on him, and that's what he did.
You got
and
a pill right here or not? No? No pills? All right. 855-212-4CBS. I don't want to do the rest of the show now. I don't have enough energy. I was feeling good before that. And I knew you'd fight about it because you can't help
How'd
yourself.
How'd you know? How'd you know I was fighting
about it? I
tweeted
out last night something that you probably didn't see.
No, I was actually working.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's only here that you look at social media while
yes.
you're working? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're coming right back.
Give us a call right now. 855-212-4CBS.
Pogish was scared to come in here to do his update.
You should
then.
Be.
Yeah.
I got a lot more.
Yeah, I don't like anything that's going on right now. Like when your parents fight. Is it my fault?
No, man. There's nothing wrong with anything. It's fine. And a couple people tweeted us and were worried.
They should be.
Who would I live with?
Don't even
you
try.
You live with me. It'd be more fun.
I think that's the way to go.
He'd be in a bad mood all the time.
Dogs and a new...
Right.
You know,
it's not true. I'm only in a bad mood around you.
At least you
Well, there you go.
See?
So you go with him then, damn it. I need some free time. It's fine. Everybody relax. My goodness. Crying out loud. We could have those arguments like that and be okay afterwards. That's the beauty of Gio and Jones, you know?
If you say so.
It really is.
We'll see you about 8:55.
Oh, stop.
Will you still be here then? It is.
You want some of this?
I want one of your little Better Man hoodies.
Little? Yeah. I wish it was little.
Yeah,
seriously.
Gosh.
3X? What is that?
I don't know. Let me ask the other person who's in here. What size is
it? All right, Pogish, what do you got for us?
Well, don't know about you guys, but I didn't know what Kiko Alonso looked like until last night when his helmet was off following his questionable hit on Joe Flacco in the second quarter of Thursday Night Football. Alonso tried to defend himself postgame.
I just think...
Exactly. Flacco did not return to the game, diagnosed with a concussion and needing stitches for a cut to his ear. Alonso only flagged for the hit Baltimore was already up 13-0. They won 40-0 thanks to some second-half defensive offense.
Takes a snap. Ravens rush 5. It's intercepted. Picked off at the 40. C.J. Mosley at midfield. Dolphins 40. One man to beat 30. Mosley at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, C.J. Mosley.
Jerry Sandusky, Ravens Radio, 63-yard pick six. Jimmy Smith added a 50-yarder to end Miami's three-game winning streak. Again, the final 40-0. The Cardinals placing QB Carson Palmer on IR yesterday following surgery for his broken left arm. He now has to miss at least 8 games, which means the first time he could play next is Week 16 against the Giants. And the Bills have given Anquan Boldin's agent permission to seek a trade. The veteran receiver left the game in August, 2 weeks after signing in Buffalo. He apparently would like to play as close to his family in Florida as possible. Game 3 of the World Series in Houston in just less than 14 hours. Lance McCullers starts for those Astros. Yu Darvish for the Dodgers. The winner takes a 2-1 series lead. The Cubs spend their Thursday remaking their coaching staff, firing their pitching, hitting, and third base coaches. Chili Davis is the new hitting coach. Brian Butterfield takes over at third, and they are reportedly close to hiring Jim Hickey as pitching coach. He worked with Joe Maddon in Tampa Bay. 6 lead changes in the final 2 minutes last night in Portland. Blake Griffin created the final one.
4 to shoot. Right wing over to Griffin. Now he's on the left wing of left-handed dribble. Fires a 3. This is for the win. He put it in. Hot damn. Hot damn. Hot damn. Oh, my goodness. At the buzzer, Blake Griffin with a 3.
Hot damn.
Hot damn. Brian Seaman on Clippers Radio. LA's 4-0 after the 104-103 final. Griffin had 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. DeMarcus Cousins, 41 points and 23 rebounds on his return to Sacramento. His Pelicans rallying for a 114-106 win. Boston beat Milwaukee 96-89. The Grizzlies topped the Mavericks 96-91. The Bulls got their first win of the season 91-86 over Atlanta. Stanford survived Oregon State 15-14 in college football action last night. And on ice, the Penguins beat the Jets 2-1 in overtime. The game winner from Phil Kessel, his 300th. Career goal, guys.
All right, Bogus, let's take some calls on this, see what people think. 855-212-4CBS. We opened up with the Kiko Alonso hit on Joe Flacco last night. Flacco was sliding. Kiko Alonso went in with his forearm and elbow, ended up hitting Joe Flacco in the head, knocking his helmet off and knocking him out of the game. Joe Flacco was totally dazed after that, and we had a disagreement on whether or not that hit was avoidable or not. 855-212-4CBS for Adam in Wisconsin on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
What's happening, man?
Not much. Just listening to you guys every morning. Just want to chime in on that Kiko Alonso head.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Used to play high school football, middle school football. I remember one thing you're taught on defense from day one is keep your head up and identify your target. If Kiko would have kept his head up the whole damn time, he would have known where Flacco was and where he was going and could have avoided the hit. I'm 6 foot, 230 pounds. Even I know I can put my foot in the ground and avoid somebody.
Brian? Well, I mean, he's arguing with you. So, I mean,
I disagree with him. Yeah. I disagree. He had his head up. He identified his target, and you can say he's 5 yards away from still shots. Still shots do not do that. The speed of that play justice. I disagree. We are all have an opinion on this, and we agree to disagree, Adam.
I'll agree, but I still think it was avoidable.
I got you.
Athletes at that level should definitely know how to change direction. I mean,
well, you know how to change direction, but we're not talking about changing direction. We're talking about contorting your body. They're going the same direction. He knows where he's going to meet this guy, and now I've got to lower my body or my I have to elevate my body. I just think that's asking too much in that short of time span.
Well, to me, he didn't have to do anything. I mean, that was one of my points, was the fact that he didn't need to go down, and he did. He made the decision to go down and hit him.
He made the decision because this guy's running for a first down, and you want to keep him from gaining that first down.
Right, but he's been in football how long? And you know that when a guy slides, he's down at that point. He doesn't need.
He should have slid earlier.
No, because he did slide early enough.
No, he did not.
There's definitely – that's where I think that – It's pretty obvious that there was a long period of time between when he gave himself up and when he ended up hitting him. I think it was that to me is the crux of where we're at. I think in our disagreement is the fact that I think there was plenty of time
for him not to go down and hit Joe Flacco. There's other hits where I will agree with your take, and I'll give you an example of the type of hit. I can't think of a specific example in a game. But there are times where a wide receiver will go over the middle to catch a football, right? And he goes up in the air to catch the football and then also sees the safety coming and then lowers his his target area
right.
when a safety is coming across, timing it out. And there's no way that that guy at that point can change where he's going. And the fact that the guy lowers the target area, that to me is unavoidable because of all the points you made. This one to me is completely different. The quarterback was sliding. There was plenty of time in between. Alonzo, who's running towards him, sees him go down. He made the decision. If you can make the decision to go down and put your arm out to hit the guy in the head, then you could also make the decision to stay upright and run right past him with that much time.
I disagree. I think that was a bang-bang play. I agree with a number of guys who've said that, and I don't think he could have changed his trajectory on that play.
Even with some of the video even with some of the video and pictures, seeing how far away he was.
Yeah, that doesn't do it justice. You can eat up 5 yards just like that. No, the still picture doesn't do that justice. And I watched it over and over last night, and there was a mixed reaction, just like there is here, as far as what Kiko Alonso could have done, what Joe Flacco could have done in that situation.
Sean's in Tennessee on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, fellas. Hey, it's been a long time since I've been able to call. I used to call in all the time.
Oh, but, Sean, I remember you, man.
Oh, you got your phone service back?
Yes. They changed my shift at work.
Oh,
okay.
Finally
put me on the shift where I can hear you guys again.
Oh, nice. Well, I hope you're doing well. What do you got for us?
I'm sorry, Dio, but I got to agree with Brian. From a playing standpoint, it's a quick decision, and Kiko could have made the decision to change. Maybe he also could have got hurt trying to do that. So do you hurt yourself, or do you worry about hurting the other guy? No, you try to stop the first down.
Yeah, I don't think that decision was made where he was going to get hurt at that point. I mean, I think there was a lot of options that he could have done. The fact that he made the decision, and I'm probably going to go around and around with this same point, but the fact that he made the decision to go down tells me that you can make those snapshot decisions to also stay up or go, or as Brian even suggested himself, to dive over the guy. I mean, there's other options that you could do. It's not like this was the only thing. Like, there was a magnet that was in Kiko Alonso's elbow that was going right towards the magnet in Joe Flacco's helmet. It seemed to me that there were other options than that, pretty obvious ones, and there was enough time.
Now, Alonzo's not the only one that had options on this deal. Joe Flacco could have slid sooner. He had an option as well. He knows when you run out there like that as a quarterback, especially those guys on the defensive side, they see you as some raw meat. And yes, their eyes get red, they light up, and there's a sense of urgency on their part to get to that quarterback. Now I have free reign to go and get a shot on the guy that no one gets to touch, essentially, in today's game. So he could have slid. He had the option to slide earlier, and he did not.
There are times where I believe that defenders are going after that quarterback, and they're licking their chops, and the guy waits too long to slide. This was not one of those examples to me. I do think there's other examples of that. This time, I think there was plenty of time. I mean, there was times where, you know, Kiko, I didn't even see him in the picture when he started that slide. Richardson.
You're looking at the wrong picture.
No, I'm looking at the pictures. Richardson in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Richardson? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Richardson.
All right. Well, I have my point of view as an ex-football player that the point was Joe Flacco was trying to make the first and 10. He should have slid earlier. If he had slid earlier, his torso, his shoulders, his chest, everything would have been lower. That it could not have been hit with a blow like that from the defender. He was absolutely trying to get the first and 10. He was pushing the belt to keep the defender from hitting him by inching closer and closer to the first down marker before he went down in his complete slide. When you slide in baseball, my dad was a semi-pro baseball player someplace in Salt Lake, Utah from the CC camp. I don't know if that's some kind of military or not. I played baseball ever since Little League to a man. When I slid for second, third, or home plate, my back was on the ground flat, even parallel to the ground when I made my slide. Joe Flacco had time to completely slide and be completely flat and laid down parallel before he approached that first down marker. And that's all I have to say. And I'll one thing else that I wanted to mention, and I'll hang up after this.
Okay.
I wish sometimes you guys mention and discuss the tackle box rule that was put in years ago. You know, that kind of changed the fundamental rule of intentional grounding the ball to avoid a loss. And I noticed and it doesn't really make any difference to me. All I like is good football. And remind you, in retrospect,
Richardson, we have to go. We appreciate your comments, but the tackle box stuff we're just not going to get into. But we appreciate your other stuff. If you think that he should have slid earlier, I think that there was or if Joe Flacco had enough time to slide earlier, maybe if he slides earlier, this doesn't happen. It still doesn't change my mind on the amount of time that Kiko Alonso had to not end up hitting him in the head. So, I mean, that's where we're going to go with this. It's going to be, two Rams going up against one another.
We're going to go round and round.
Yeah, we'll take a couple more calls on it, though. Coming up at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We'll also have to talk about another surprising managerial move in baseball. We're coming right back.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Last Friday, it was Dusty Baker. Yesterday, it was Joe Girardi, two guys that we knew there was a chance that they might not come back, but it did not make a whole lot of sense to the observers of both situations with the success that these guys have had that they would not come back. Now, with the Washington Nationals, it made a little more sense because they don't keep managers around at all, despite their success, and it seems like there's always a first-round ouster with them. We've seen it so many times, and this was a little bit different. Goes to Game 5. It's 9-8. They won the division back-to-back years with Dusty there. I mean, they were a mess before he got there. Fights in the dugout, and missing the playoffs. So they should have kept Dusty, in my opinion. There was really no reason to let him go. Now, Joe Girardi yesterday. Now, this one, we still don't know the reasons. Now, with Dusty, it was just classic Nationals. You didn't get it done. We're going to go to another manager. We have to get over the hump. You didn't get us over the hump. With Girardi, it could be one of many things. Now, it's become clear that this was indeed a Yankees decision. This was not a decision made by Joe Girardi. They want to spend more time with his family. He might, but he would have managed if they brought him back. This was a matter of his contract running out and them not bringing him back. So why is that? And the best thing that I could come up with yesterday that made sense to me was that he's been there a long time. And when you're in that high-pressure situation for a long time, that job, is, as people have said, I think it's true. I mean, it ends up having an expiration date on it. Now, Brian Cashman and Joe Girardi's relationship was okay, wasn't great. And I think that Brian Cashman, like many people, were caught off guard at how good the Yankees were this year. And I think that he wanted Joe Girardi to manage this year. They weren't going to give him a contract extension. That's why he was a lame duck manager. They thought maybe, they get into the playoffs. Maybe they do a little, maybe not. Maybe win 82 games, something like that. And then when this team is ready, we're going to go and get a new manager, sort of like Joe Torre and Buck Showalter, to get us to that next level with these young guys. But the success caught him off guard, and it kind of threw a monkey wrench into the plan that he already had before. That's the best thing I can come up with. You watch this team all the time. What do you think?
Well, first, I was saddened to hear this news, and that's interesting for me to say concerning my response and many Yankees fans' response after Game 2 of the ALDS, in which Joe Girardi didn't call for a review of a alleged hit batter. But that being said, I think he's been a dynamite manager for the most part, and his response to a mutual friend, I don't know Joe Girardi. I know someone who does know him, and he texted him back and said, sometimes this game could rip your heart out. So he was hurt by this, and if you haven't seen his response through his agent. You should see it. You could tell he wanted to come back and remain the manager of this club. The scenario you just outlined, yeah, it's eerily similar to the Buck Showalter, Joe Torre days back in the mid-90s. And I think this relationship has been rigid for a while between Cashman and the front office and Joe Girardi. He does things in his way. He's more of an old-school type of guy. And up in that front office, they're trending more towards the analytics, and they want to do things in a new manner. And, yeah, I believe the die was cast even before the playoffs. And that's what I'm hearing from former players and others who are close to this team are saying that. The numbers were the days were numbered for Joe Girardi in this situation. I think he's done a fabulous job with which he's had to work with. And we'll see who they choose and who can go in that clubhouse. And this was something that was pointed out as well. Joe Torre was beloved by a lot of players he coached or managed there for the Yankees. Not to say you have to love your manager or your coach, but he was. And you didn't get that sense from the players who would not just the young guys, but the guys who'd been there for a while. You didn't get that sense with Joe Girardi, which is not a knock on Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi is who he is. He's not going to be in that clubhouse hanging out with the guys. Someone brought up Tino Francona and how you see him in there playing cards with the players. Tito does things in his manner as all managers do. So Joe Girardi did it in his. I think he was well-liked by that team. They picked him up after that game, too, in the ALDS. And I thought he was coming back, and I wouldn't have had a problem with him coming back as a Yankees fan, and a lot of us wouldn't have had a problem with it. But I believe the relationship had been somewhat torn for a while between the front office and Joe Girardi. They weren't aligned as far as how they wanted to move forward with this club. And, yeah, they're ahead of schedule. That being said, you know, you're a game away from getting to the World Series, and yet you let your manager go. That's just a very interesting move.
Yeah, and it really just caught this franchise off guard. I mean, if they had any intention of bringing Joe Girardi back, having won a championship, mm-hmm. having done some of the stuff that he did there as Yankees manager, they wouldn't have let him go into a walk here like that. They just wouldn't have done that. So this was something that was in their mind for a while. And I do think that the way that baseball is constructed now, the general managers have more power than they've ever had. And they look at managers as guys that they want to control more than anything. It's not an open discussion any longer. What it is this is the way we're doing things. I need you to keep these guys happy, and I need you not to screw up the bullpen. Mm-hmm. But we drafted this guy. We put this guy here. We're doing this. You're hitting this guy here, and I don't care what you say. And they need more of a yes man. And Joe Girardi, who's won a championship as a manager, who had been there for a decade, is someone who's not going to be a yes man all the time. And I think that's what it came down to. And you don't see as many of these old school, and Ron Gardenhire just got a job, but which kind of goes against that point. But there's not as many of these old school guys that are doing it their way any longer. It has to be a collaboration that's generally like 80-20 general manager manager.
Right, and that's how the game is turning, and we saw this play out in was it Billy Ball or Bean Ball? What was it called?
Moneyball,
one of those balls. And you had the longtime manager whose name has escaped me. He was Astros
Art
manager.
Howe.
Art Howe, thank you. So you saw that play out with the scouts and how the front office wanted to do things a certain way, and they're looking at these different numbers. And we talk about feel for players all the time, and the numbers have a something to – they have a part to play in all of this. Of course they do. And it's gotten even more integrated into the game than just a batting average and RBIs and strikeouts. I mean, you're digging deep into the numbers nowadays, and some guys are they're just not open to seeing the game change in that matter, or maybe not open personally or individually in trying to figure that aspect of the game out, because that's where it's headed. It's not heading there. It's already there.
Speaking of managers, A.J. Hinch was in the news yesterday of the Houston Astros, and this was something that I tend to side with him on this.
Now, I'm with you.
I clearly,
see, we agree.
Yeah, I know. Everybody can relax. But I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But at first it was a TMZ report, and Hinch is at the bar, and some patrons come in, and they're loud, and then he goes back to them, and he's yelling, and he's cursing, and he's out of hand and has to be held back, and then the cops come.
And then there were more reports that came up that basically said that Hinch was at the bar with some other people. There were some females in the group that were being disrespected by other people that they didn't know. Mm-hmm. And Hinch might have said something to protect them.
Right.
The cops had to come just to split things up because someone felt uncomfortable, called the police at the hotel bar, and no police report was filed. The thing was settled then. This is what A.J. Hinch had to say yesterday about all of this and how he felt like this is just totally blown up, and he's disappointed that it was.
There was no altercation. So, and it's a shame that, you know, I'm asked, not from you, I know you're doing your job, but it's a shame I get asked about some nonsense, some fabrications and non-stories, and I have to respond to it on a national stage. But to reiterate, there was no altercation, and that's as far as I'm going to go. It's ridiculous.
So it says here you snapped, you were cursing and yelling in the middle of the bar. That's not true?
Like I said, fabrications really suck, and I'm not going to address any of them.
Yeah.
And, they do suck.
Yeah, fake news, as they say in the business. So, and you want, the word of the day has been avoidable and unavoidable. You know, I've been in situations sometimes where someone that I know and care about is disrespected, and you have to stand up for that person at that moment. And you don't care who's watching or who you are. And if I'm A.J. Hinch or somebody that's actually important, like, I don't care. Like, you say something to somebody, like, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right.
Right? So if that's what happened, I don't even blame him. Who cares?
And who cares that he's the manager of a team, a baseball team that's in the World Series?
Right.
So what? And people are always looking for a story. And yeah, there are two sides to every story. And there's the truth. But why blow this out of proportion? And maybe it was those who were he was yelling at, maybe they gave that initial account of what happened. But yeah, if he's protecting the honor of those in his party, females, or it doesn't matter, male or female, that's righteous.
If anybody says, what's he doing at the hotel bar?
Having a damn drink!
Exactly. Relaxing, because this is the most stressful time of his life. He was up in his room, like, dissecting war stats and VORP. And then I think he'd have a bigger problem. Coming right back to college football on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.